Jesus Christ our Lord, you know, trusting in
That's
him.
What I preach, faith in Christ,
I
that's the beginning.
I believe that in most all churches there are true believers.
Gospel good news.
Huh?
Gospel good news, how to find
yeah,
true believers.
I believe, I won't say there's not true believers in any church. What I'm telling you is they'll come out. Like you asked your wife to leave her boyfriend. She'll have to come out. Those people have to come out of that. If they're Mormons, they got to come out of the Mormon cult. If they're a Jehovah's Witness, they got to come out of the cult. If they're part of the Roman papal system, they got to come out of that cult. So you can't stay in it and claim Jesus Christ. Jesus said this, ready? If you love me, keep my commandments. You're not keeping the commandments of God as a Baptist. You're not. I just proved it to you. My website proves it. I have an article called Baptist or Biblical. Test yourself there, and I'd love to help you.
You have a nice evening. And God be with you.
Death is coming for you, and let me point it around, and me too. Mm-hmm. Make sure we're seeking the kingdom of God with all that we are, and we're here to help you do that.
You'll be blessed.
Thank you, sir. We love you. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, I'm just here to listen.
You just listen? Do you have any questions?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I think,
I'm James, by the way. What's your name, sir?
My name's Marshall.
Marshall?
Yes.
Okay, I'm James. This is my wife, Debbie. What's your name?
Brad.
Are you guys together?
No.
Okay, Brad. All right, yeah, how can I help you? And by the way, you mind if I leave this on? Because people kind of listen when they're walking by, so okay. I don't want to blast you out.
You heard
me preach the gospel. That's where I always start.
Okay.
Yep, good.
In the New Testament, and in Deuteronomy, there's the song of Israel, Shema.
Right.
That's how it starts.
Yep.
It says, the Lord your God is one, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all
yep.
your mind, all your soul.
Yep, that's where we get it from. And Jesus echoes that in Matthew 22, loving God, the great commandment. Yep,
yeah.
Okay. He echoed a lot of the Torah.
Yeah, obviously.
Yep, he is Torah.
He is, yeah.
He fulfilled it perfectly for us. That's what he said when he put his arms out and he said, it is finished. In Greek, that means fulfilled. Mm-hmm. What did he fulfill?
He fulfilled the promise.
He fulfilled his part, but if you want eternal life, you got to follow him as a sheep and you have to fulfill your part, and so do I. He didn't do it all for us. We have a part. That's what a covenant is. I'm married. I have a covenant with my wife. Let me ask you a question. Do I have a part in that covenant?
Absolutely.
Does she?
Yeah.
What if I said, my wife does it all for me? And you'd go, what? I go, yeah, I don't have to be faithful. I don't have to take care of her. She does it all. And you'd go, that's not really a biblical covenant. That's like a lopsided, corrupt covenant. That's what churchianity has created in Christ. That he did it all for you. No matter how you live, no matter how much you sin, he'll cleanse you. That's not true. You must walk in covenant. Covenant has rules. Here's a quick one. You hear people say all the time, God loves you unconditionally.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. There's not one Bible verse that you can find that proves that.
And here, I know he does.
Well, the Word of God says he doesn't. The love of God is conditional, like a marriage is conditional, like your citizenship to the United States is conditional. If I don't follow the laws, you see these cops around here? Man, they'll have me on the ground so fast. Everything in God's order is conditional. Stick a screwdriver in your eye. What's going to happen? You're going to damage your vision. God has a covenant and God has a standard. He does not love unconditional. He always loved conditional. Let me give you an example. Adam and Eve in the garden. God says, you have the whole garden. I love you. Don't eat from that tree right there and everything else is yours. There's your condition.
That's been my question. Why
Wait, hold
did
on.
He tell us
hold
not
on.
To eat from that tree?
They failed there and they failed the condition. Then go to Abraham and because Abraham, you're talking about Torah, Abraham was the father of Israel through all of his sons. God said, you believe in me, you have faith in me, I'm going to produce thousands of people from your seed. The grains of the sand of the sea won't be able to count them all. And Abraham believed God and he kept the covenant, he obeyed. Then you come to Israel. God says, I'll make a covenant with you. Obey my covenant, obey my laws, keep my commandments, forsake your sin, I'll be in covenant with you. What happens when they don't keep their sin? He divorced them.
Where does grace come in? Because the Jews did not keep the covenant with God.
Right.
Well, wandered the desert for 40
here's where grace comes in. Ephesians 2, we're saved by grace through faith. We're not saved by grace alone, faith alone. That's where people stumble. That one Bible verse says grace alone, faith alone. So grace comes in here. Ready? Have you sinned?
Yes.
Think I've sinned in my past?
Yes.
The grace comes in. God hasn't killed you yet. Hasn't killed her, hasn't killed him, hasn't killed my wife. That's the grace of God. And then he says, now I'll make it even better. I'm allowing you to live on my earth, breathe my air, and use the heart that's pumping every minute, 300 times a minute, whatever. I'll let you use all that. That's grace on earth. I'll go one better, God says. I'm going to give you a chance for eternal life. Because you can have this life and live any way you want. and then you die, I'm going to separate you out into weeping and gnashing of teeth, but you can live your life any way you want. God says, I'll give you another thing. I'll give you grace eternally. And here's his name, Yeshua. It means salvation. And you have to be in Yeshua to get the grace of God. That means walking and keeping his covenant. But that's where the grace of God comes in. God invites us in, and we must come by his rule, his ways.
So you said that if we sin, our salvation is forfeit. If you choose to sin.
Nope. Willful sin.
How does that work with the story of David in your life?
With who?
David.
David repented.
Okay.
He repented. I said, if you keep willful sin, in other words,
keep it.
Yeah. Well, willful sin is the example I gave you. If I had a mistress on my wife and you were my brother, you'd come to me and say, what are you doing? And I'd say, yeah, it's wrong. And you'd say, you got to leave her. And I'd go, you're right. I repent. I leave her. I would lose my place as a leader, teacher, because I would ruin my reputation. I just did a teaching on reputation. I would ruin that, but I could be restored and renewed in Christ and be forgiven. And then I walk on. I might just be handing out gospel cards. I might be a helper. I'm no longer teacher elder. Paul says teachers and elders must have a good reputation from those out. So you see all these worldly preachers that fall into great sin and go right back into ministry. They make a mockery out of God.
Well,
so
good witness.
Yeah, it's willful sin, sir. Willful sin. That means it's sin you keep doing. Remember I said I throw my sins down. Then I picked up an armful of them and I say, I'm still going to do these. Jesus says, they're on you, not on me.
Well, if we're striving every day to live rightly, and it's just not happening, you fall into temptation.
What does that mean, not happening? It means you're willfully choosing sin. Who forces you to do sin? What situation forces you to do sin and not obey God?
Honestly, none.
Yeah. So it's all on you. So if you have one sin in your life, like Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5, that told one lie about money, and God killed them with the Holy Spirit. If you have one sin that you won't repent of, you're not eligible for the grace of God. You're not. Yeah. So that's what I'm telling you. So it's the willful sin. And the American church system lives in willful sin. Pagan holidays, false gospels, worldliness. Look at this patriotism. This is all linked to American churchianity. And America's had churchianity for 250 years, and look at the result of it. Corruption.
So you don't think the Israelites had patriotism?
Israelites had the Father, and they had the fatherland, which was Israel, that God called his apple of his eye and his nation. That's not America. American patriotism is idolatry. You want to lift up Israel? That would be godly, because God called them. American patriotism is idolatry. Here you go. I'm going to preach this in a while, and people hate this. Not God bless America. God's coming to judge America. America is a corrupt, pagan, false, post-Christian nation. He's coming to judge it. Not God bless America. Here you go. The three liberties. The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'll give you life. God says that young man is born. No one should take his life and kill him. He hates the shedding of innocent blood. Nowhere did God promise that young man, you're going to have liberty your whole life and you can pursue happiness all you want. God says you might be a prisoner in jail for my name and serve prisoners the rest of your life in jail. God never promised liberty and the pursuit of happiness. You can't be serious. Now, one Bible verse teaches that. Did you understand that, young man? Would you like a gospel card? My wife will give you a gospel card. Yeah. Test yourself to the Lord. Are you with him? Oh, okay. What's your name? Bryden? Braden. My name is James. This is Debbie. Let us know if we can ever help you. Check out our website.
If you're in right relationship with God, God will bring you joy. Which?
How are you in right relationship with God? According to the New Testament.
Accept the Lord, you confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior,
yep.
You repent of your sins.
By faith, so when you repent of your sins, you don't keep doing them.
No.
Change your mind, change your ways.
I'm going to.
That's your covenant.
I'm going to.
When you get, are you married?
No.
When you get married, are you going to give up all your old girlfriends if you have any?
Yes.
That's a covenant. Yeah. But if you don't give up your old girlfriends, you think your wife's going to be pleased with that?
But it says they have no other.
Then you're not going to walk in covenant with God when you keep sin.
I'm not trying to.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, but you're kind of nibbling away at that. Do you believe you have to obey God with all that you are to gain eternal life because of what Christ has done? Because fruit that he is in you is holiness and obedience. I can't work my way to heaven.
I believe that you need to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul.
And how do you do that according to 1 John 5:3? What does it say? This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments.
Yeah.
So if you're not keeping the commandments of God, you're not loving God. And you'll be put outside the kingdom. That's what we're talking about. So as long as you understand that, holiness means set apart for God. And if you cling to any sin, you won't leave. It's going to be on you, your record on judgment day. You'll be sent away. Jesus said, go sin no more. Jesus said, strive to be ye perfect. And you can do that through the Holy Spirit. You don't have to live in sin. You don't have to be part of the world. Look at me. I'm here. I'm not part of the world. I love you all. I'm not better than any of you, but I am different. I don't partake in this patriotism. I don't take in idolatry. I don't partake in the old drinking that I used to.
I don't drink it.
No, no, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying when we travel, see, we travel the country, we go to events, we go to, I'll stand outside churches, we go out in the streets. And as I told you, the word preach means to go into public places. That's how, in the Bible, they street preach all over the place, in marketplaces. Not just in wooden buildings where the pastor stands up and he went to cemetery school. I call it seminary, because they're a bunch of dead religious guys that don't have the truth. They don't have the full truth. But here's, watch out. Do you go to a church?
I do.
Would you name it?
I go to Crossview.
Cross what?
Crossview.
Yeah, I know a little bit about them. So that's your modern denominational church. Christmas, Easter, false gospel, worldliness, just like the culture. You're not going to gain eternal life being linked to that type of religious body. That's not holy and set apart. I know about them, right? The shopping mall, right?
Yeah.
So I got a brother here, and I'm spending time here doing ministry this summer. Usually I'm traveling through, and I'm all over the place. But this year, and it worked out great because with gas prices at $5 a gallon, I'm saving a ton of money preaching all over here and helping my brother. So I love it. God's timing is so good. We're out by Mount Rushmore. We're out in Yellowstone. We're out in Washington. Then we go to Florida and Texas and Georgia, because imagine this in January when it's zero. Not many people want to stand and talk to me. I go to Florida. You can't throw a stick on a weekend without hitting a farmer's market, an art fair, something going on, and we love it down there to go and preach. We're not vacationing. We go down there to preach. Plus, we're van dwellers, and the winters in Florida are a lot better than the winters in Wisconsin when you live in a van. And we support ourselves. We don't take any money from people, and we just encourage people to start studying the scriptures and test your man-made religion. And I'll make an offer to you. Ready? Any of you know a biblical body? You just named yours. I might put a testing up of your body, and it'll be on my website, and you can look at it, and you'll see. Any of you know a biblical body of Christ in a building? Email it and mention it right now. We'll test it. I've been traveling the country for years. I don't know one body in America that is fully biblical or wants to be fully biblical. I'll give you that. That wants to be. They all want to keep pagan holidays. They all want to keep their false gospels. They all want the pastor in a box. They all want to let the women and men dress worldly. And like, I just preached outside a Lutheran church. We'll call it a church because it's a man-made system. These teenager girls came out in yoga pants. Hold on. In yoga pants. And I said to the guy standing there keeping the door, he thought it was violent. I said, what's next? Are these young girls just going to spray paint their bodies and walk around? You get my point. God has a standard. They've left the standard to please man. And Jesus would say, and I said it to him that day, hypocrite, 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 because that's what he is. That Lutheran guy. You've been patient. You have a question?
No, I'm just listening. Oh,
I thought you had a question.
I was saying, but none of us are righteous though, correct?
That's absolutely not true. The Bible is full of righteousness. Go read Luke 1.
No, I'm saying that you're not more righteous than me based on how you live your life.
That's not true. That's not true. I can live a very righteous life. I'm not righteous enough for salvation without Christ. But if you're a drunk and a sodomite, and I've left that lifestyle, and I'm walking in holiness following Christ, God sees my righteousness, then he sees Christ. He sees your sin, and you'll be judged.
But not by your works.
Works are part of our saving faith.
Works are what dress you in heaven.
Nope, works are part of our saving faith. Go read James 2. It says a man is justified by his
faith.
Works. You know. Go read James 2. I got tons of articles on Once Saved, Always Saved. Over 200 times in the scriptures it talks about righteous people. I just said, ready? Luke 1. John the Baptist's parents. It says they were righteous in all their ways and followed the word of God perfectly. Isn't that awesome? Noah. Was he righteous? You think God would have picked him if he wasn't living righteous? And let me prove to you faith and works. Ready?
David was a man after God's heart.
Hold on. Let me prove to you faith and works. I'll ask you, ready? If Noah didn't build the ark as God commanded, would he have been spared from the flood? There's faith and works right there. I have faith. I did what God called me to. David was a man after God's own heart. I just did a teaching on this. David fell into sin, murder and adultery. He had to repent. If he didn't, God would have removed him. What happened?
And he still sinned continually throughout his
what
life.
Happened to David are because
saying,
he sinned?
Are you saying you don't sin any longer?
I don't sin like I used to, My sin level's gone from here to here. I walk in the spirit and I see sin coming. Let me give you an example. Men get in my wife's face all the time and she's quiet. You want to get in my flesh? Mess with my wife. Now, I have to be a godly man. I can't lay you out like I used to do when I was a street fighter. I have to go, sir, please, my wife's not bothering you, stand down. My flesh rises up, and then I have to go, you know what, I have to be a man of God, because if I crush his kneecap, and he's crying on the sidewalk like a baby, and people walk by and go, wow, preacher, you took care of him. Yeah. Now I'm going to preach the love of God.
Yeah, right.
So I don't sin like I used to. I have the capability to sin. But if you live like the culture of the world, if you live like the world, act like the world, dress like the world, talk like the world, entertain like the world, go to church like the world, you're of the world. James 4:4 says, be an enemy, to be a friend of the world makes you, I just said it, an enemy of God. You know what that word means? It doesn't mean you're kind of on God's bad side.
But greater is Christ who is in you than he who is in the world.
It says you're an enemy of God, you're a hated one, and God does hate. Psalm 11:5 says he hates those that love violence. And Psalm 5:5 says he hates the wicked. How does he love? He loves by sending Jesus. The only love you're ever going to get from God is what? In Christ. And you said, what'd you say that we're?
Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
Yep, so if Christ is in you and you're walking in the Spirit, you don't sin like that. And Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. You know how it finishes? Everybody stops right there. Who walk according to the Spirit, not the flesh. This is the flesh. Patriotism, entertainment, worldliness, movies, politics, cultural dress.
You don't believe this nation was founded on principles?
No, sir. No, sir. I was just telling a man, I preach about Rushmore.